listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. How's everyone doing? How was your week? I love you all for tuning in. Now, are you in a position in life where you're like stuck and you're like, what am I doing with my life? Why do I feel stuck? Why can't I get unstuck? Well, Valerie Love is joining me tonight. And Valerie is just amazing. She recently received the 2014 Empowered Women Impact Award for Visionary Leader. She's a certified trainer, spiritual life coach, and ordained minister of spiritual consciousness. Just let that percolate in your soul. We're going to get some love up in the house in a little bit. So definitely stay tuned to Max and Friends tonight, because we're doing a life class. It's a Max class here tonight on Max and Friends. So tweet me at Max Tucci. Get part of the movement. Like I always say, get in the flow or get lost in the wake. And I want you to all enjoy this flow that we have called life. You know, I always say good morning, good karma, good night, good karma. Just make sure whatever it is, it's good that you're doing. Because life is beautiful. It really is. La bella vita. Speaking of la bella vita and life is good and to the max and all of that, I'm going to be writing a new column for an amazing magazine. So I'm going to give you all the scoop on that next time we meet on Max and Friends. But of course, this week, we're releasing my new TV show called Eye on the People with Eye on South Florida. Now, Eye on the People is the kind of show that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to introduce you to celebrities, newsmakers, and everyday people like we do here on Max and Friends. But I wanted to be on TV this time. So it's happening, and they're all inspirational. And Tommy Rose is my first interview. We sat down in one of her multi-million dollar listings and had the most fantastic old school Barbara Walters one-on-one interview. It was so great. It was like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do with my life. It just felt so good. Like Max and Friends, just sit here and talk to you and introduce you to people and let you know that you're not alone and that we're all in this together and that love is a beautiful thing. Speaking of love being a beautiful thing, Valerie Love is going to join us in just a little bit. So go to valerielove.com so you can get more information on who Valerie is. And also, you're going to learn tonight to get your life back on track, because it never really was off track. We kind of just went off in a little way to the left, to the right, but we're always exactly where we're supposed to be when we're there. So tonight, we're going to talk about why people get stuck. We're going to talk about what holds many of us back from fulfilling full potential. And what is the cause of so many not living on purpose by doing what they think they have to do to earn a living? That's not how we work. Now, why following passion is the key to everything? You remember we read the book, we all did it, The 33-Day Path with Panache Desai, Discovering Your Soul's Signature, and we learned about purpose and passion and joy. So now we're going to learn how to manifest a delicious life that you want to live, and what is destiny, and how do we know you're on track to fulfill it? So tonight we're going to tackle some of those questions. So get your pens ready, get your journals ready, because tonight on Life Class we're going to bring it to you so we could always take life to the max. Listen, I want you all to definitely tweet me at Max Tucci so we can talk and we can discuss what's going on. I'm doing that right now. So I'm tweeting with my fans and my followers and my listeners and everyone that just loves to be loved. I love you all. If no one's told you I love you today, I would like to be the first to say I love you and love. Oh, it's just so beautiful, isn't it? Speaking of love, we're going to have Ash Ruiz. He's going to join us on Max and Friends soon. So we've got really some amazing shows coming up that we're going to just give you so that you can take this delicious life that we have and you can make it more spacious. You could be in this space of love, of happiness, of joy, of abundance. All these things that sound good are actually really attainable, and they're simple. It's a simple way to obtain them, and we just have to go in and say, all right, whoever we're pissed at, let's meet them where they are. Whoever, like, in our perception, did us wrong, we just got to be like, you know what? That's all they knew. So let's forgive them and just love. Because love is just so contagious, isn't it? And that just reminds me of one of my favorite songs from my dear friend Tasha Saville, Love is Contagious. So what I want to do right now is play for you some Love is Contagious on Max and Friends by Tasha Saville. And when we're back, Valerie Love is going to join us, and we're going to talk about how to get life to where we want it to be, how to live life to the max. But until then, love is contagious on Max and Friends. Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Tasha Saville, Love is Contagious. Do y'all remember that song? Because love is contagious. Now, Tasha was one of these beautiful voices that Prince discovered. And you know, with those Prince girls, that they just like are become like these voices of beauty. Tasha is beautiful inside, outside, and she really makes love contagious by singing that song. Doesn't that sound like a little Casey Kasem thing? We got to send our love to Casey Kasem. You know, he passed, but Casey Kasem is like doing his thing. I just could see Casey Kasem right now. He's like, you're tuning in to WHEAVEN. Am I crazy? But it's fun crazy on Max and Friends tonight. You know why? Because speaking of love being contagious, we have someone that's going to... I hope you get contagious to tonight's show. And if you miss it, or any part of it, you could always go to latalkradio.com/Max, and you can get the archive there, because we're going to talk to Valerie Love tonight on how to get unstuck. And I just think that we have this full potential, but we don't know what our purpose or our passion or our joy is. And we've been discovering it, you know, here on Max and Friends. So this is definitely a life class. And this is something that, you know, we all need to talk about. And on the East Coast, it's 11-11. So y'all need to make your wish, because that's just some deliciousness. 11-11. I love that word, deliciousness and spaciousness and wonderfulness. Anything that ends in S is good. Loveliness. Well, the divine Miss Loveliness herself, Valerie Love, is here tonight on Max and Friends. And after 7 years of advising clients as a financial planner with American Express, Valerie Love sold her financial planning practice in August of 2004 to pursue her dream and passion of writing and being an inspirational speaker. Since then, she's completed the writing and publication of 9 books, and they are exactly what we need in life, because we're going to talk to her tonight, to Valerie Love, and find out why she was also recently, she just received the 2014 Empowered Women Impact Award for Visionary Leaders. We all need a leader, a mentor, someone to guide us, because even though we think that we got this on our own, it's nice to have a friend that says, you know what, he has a different perspective. So tonight, this is going to be a show in love. We're going to give you some different perspectives that maybe you haven't seen before on Max and Friends. And welcome, Valerie Love, to Max and Friends. Welcome to the show, and pull up your mic.
Thank you. Thank you, Max. Thank you for having me. It is delightful to be here with your deliciousness. It really is.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful to have you here, because you know why? We haven't met, but I just know that we're exactly where we're supposed to be in this moment, because we were planning. You know, I always say when we plan, God laughs. So just let the flow happen, because we're here and we're supposed to be here right now. And the reason is because there are people who are living a life of being stuck. And tonight we're going to teach them how to get unstuck. Now, were you stuck at American Express for all those years?
I was stuck there for 2 years. How did you know?
Because I felt it. Because I think when we say we're in something and then we leave it and we're like, oh, that's my passion. Well, that's because you were stuck before and you didn't know what your passion was. And then when you find it, you become unstuck. So would you say the first rule to being unstuck is finding your passion?
Yes. Follow your bliss.
Yes.
Yes. That's huge.
Now, why do people get stuck, Valerie Love?
Old stories. I find with all the clients I work with, that is the number one thing that keeps people stuck. Old stories.
They become addicted to the story.
Yes. And tell it over and over again. Hypnotized to the story. Yes, I was abandoned. My father left me, or my mother was an alcoholic, or I was beaten, or I was molested, or I was adopted. I don't know who my real parents are. Well, your real parent is God, God as I am. So we can move on, you know? Mm-hmm. We can move on.
But, you know, it's easy to say we can move on, but how can we actually move on and become unstuck?
Big thing that gets us moving on from an old story is forgiveness. Forgiveness, forgiveness. And we hear forgiveness all the time, but one of the best, I guess you could say, descriptions of forgiveness, because there's a lot of ways to look at forgiveness, because people think, oh, I'm not going to forgive them because they should have never done that to me. The Course in Miracles, I love what it says about forgiveness. It says real forgiveness is coming to the awareness, the recognition that what you thought happened did not occur. What you thought happened did not occur. So what we think is that people somehow took something from us. Uh-huh. That we're somehow less than, or we're somehow different or changed because of the thing that happened. And that did not occur. Nothing about the divinity of each of us changed at all by anything that we passed through or walked through.
Mm-hmm. You know what I love to say, too, with forgiveness? It's like people, a lot of when we feel like we were sabotaged or we were hurt, you know, they're valid feelings at that moment. But we need to realize where the person is at that moment, too, that we feel is, quote unquote, hurting us. Because if we met them where they were, we would say, you know what, they're the ones in pain, too. You know, and we should all just love and embrace and figure out why is there pain. So why do we have pain?
Well, pain is part of the human experience, and I haven't seen a person yet that's been able to get around it. However, suffering is not ever necessary. It is completely voluntary. So a temporary pain could be I stub my toe, but if I sit and commiserate on that for the next 3 weeks, now I'm going to be in suffering, right? The stub toe lasts maybe 10, 20 minutes, but my continuing to replay the thing in my head over and over and over again, now this is suffering that is completely optional.
Optional suffering. I've never even thought of that.
Suffering is always optional.
It really isn't.
One of my guys calls it pain gone stale. So you just hold on to the pain until it stinks and rots and goes stale. That's suffering.
That is suffering, isn't it? And then all of a sudden you realize, like, what is this moldy nastiness that I've been holding on to? Right?
It stinks to high heaven. Why do I still have it? Why am I carrying this thing around for 20, 30 years, right?
Yeah.
That's what we do. Yeah.
To me, that becomes the addiction and the distraction. You know, we like the distraction of life because it brings us to where we think we need to be instead of just saying, I need to be still and figure this one out. So for everyone who's listening tonight, I've got Valerie Love joining me. Check out ValerieLove.com. We're going to talk about her books later on and, of course, all the wonderful things she's up to tonight. But first, we're going to talk to you, my listeners tonight, our listeners tonight, because we're going to help you get unstuck and we're going to help you feel what it is to live life and that full potential that we all have to live, that fulfilling full potential. So right now we're talking about some really good things on Max and Friends here tonight with Valerie Love. And thank you all for tuning in. If again you miss us at any portion, that's okay. Go to latalkradio.com/Max. And if you want to take this on the road with you because you're at home and you're like, oh, this is a good show so far, go get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free. And you could bring us wherever you're going. Get your little pods, throw them in your ears, and live life to the max. So, Valerie Love, we're just talking about getting unstuck and the staleness and the nastiness of suffering and the the nonsense that we hold on to. So, how do we shift from that stankness of suffering and that stankness of being stuck to living a fulfilling life and to living to our potential?
Well, it begins with a commitment to love. For me, it began with a commitment to love and really open the heart and be fearless in this life, to be about love. And once we're about love, then we can really get down to the business of living the soul's destiny. Why am I here? Who am I here to serve? What's the message that was encoded in my spirit to share from before the beginning of time? And when we really make that commitment to love, then it starts to get much easier because then we can follow the path of love. We can follow our loves. That's what finally got me out of American Express and to writing, on my writing journey and teaching and sharing, because I had the love burning in my heart to write and share.
That's beautiful. And love is contagious, isn't it?
Love is contagious.
But, you know, we do have these burning desires and these burning feelings. And sometimes people stay in bed and they're like, I don't want to, you know, no, it's not real. It's just it's a thought and I'm making it up to be somewhere where I passionately desire to be. So for all of those listeners tonight, we're going to walk you through this because what I love, Valerie Love sent me this wonderful email, and it says she supports her clients in releasing pain and embracing pleasure. So we wanted you to be in that moment of pleasure, in the divineness and the spaciousness and the deliciousness of pleasure, because pleasure is wonderful. And, you know, we always think of the word as pleasure. We could bring it to sexual. So if it feels good sexually and you're pleasured sexually, imagine what you could do for yourself just with the pleasure of your purpose. So how do we discover the pleasure of our purpose, Valerie Love?
If we go back to childhood, we were doing it then.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing it then, and we did it unabashedly, and we did it unashamedly until we may have gotten shut down. But in my childhood, if you looked for me, I was not on the playground. I was not on the amusement park rides. I was not riding a bike. I didn't learn how to ride a bike until I was grown. I wasn't swimming. I had my head stuck in a book.
Mm. So you were learning.
Yes, and I was in love with books and with words and libraries, and just I loved books. And I remember saying to myself when I was a little girl, wow, I think maybe what if I could write a book one day? That was already in me when I was like,
and 9 later, here you are.
That little girl knew something. She knew something, you know, and the little child in us knows it.
Well, because the little child in us, and we all still have the inner child in us, is so in touch with the supplier and with the divine that it's like, it's such the pureness. And we could all obtain that pureness. I have a question. Do you remember your childhood voice, your voice as a little girl?
I do, because she used to set all her dolls up and talk to them like she was teaching a class. I was a teacher even then, so I sort of do remember that.
You know, that's an exercise that I'm working on now, asking people, do you even remember your childhood voice, that voice? And so many are like, no. And it's like, oh, tonight when you go home, try to remember. And if you need to cry, cry, because that voice is going to tell you things that you don't even remember. So
yes.
It's a good experience. It's a good experiment to try to remember that voice. And it's beautiful when you can remember it, because then you can kind of link up with your passion. Because I believe as a child, you know, we all as kids are like, oh, I want to be a vet, or I want to be a lawyer or a doctor. We become the patterns and the pathology of what we see in our family. But it's our true inner voice that is like, I want to be a dancer.
Yeah.
Right? So why do we allow our patterns and our family's pathology to bring us into a job at American Express or into somewhere where we don't want to be?
Well, I believe that it is the conditioning of society through parents, through religion, through schools that want to make us a part of the machinery, a cog in the machinery, and not a sovereign being. Because society, as we have set it up, doesn't really benefit so much from sovereign beings as much as it benefits from, okay, be a cog in this machinery and help this machine continue to go forward the way it is. But we who have come into our sovereignty, we know that the world is not to be the same when we leave it as it was when we inherited it. Mm-hmm. It's not. That's not how it's supposed to go. Each one of us has put a stamp on this world that shifts it, changes it, elevates it. So we're not here to fit in. We're here to really stand up and bring our gifts to the table and shift this whole baby better.
How do we discover our gifts, or how do we get in tune with our gifts?
It's the thing that we do for free, that we love to do, that people say we're great at, that we usually haven't taken credit at all at. I'll give you an example. With my writing, when I was at American Express, because I was repressing my purpose and doing what I thought would make me money and advance me in that, in the worldly ways, without really honoring my soul, even though the writing was still wanting to peek out, and I had been working on this manuscript kind of here and there, after client meetings, we always had this summary letter to send to a client. So I would write these poetic, sweeping client summary letters, and people would get them and say, I just love your letters. They're so amazing. And when I sold my financial planning practice, they told me that they would just sit in the office and just read the letters that I had set for clients. Now, there was supposed to be something like, okay, we met on this day, we agreed to this investment, this investment, this investment, you know, but I would have like these 2 and 3 page letters that really could go on like maybe half a page, because that was the writer in me seeking expression, wanting to burst out, you know? So I think that's how we discover our gifts too. What's bursting out right now where you are? Because it's really impossible to contain your gifts.
Oh, let's tweet that. What's bursting? Say it again. I'm tweeting it. Yes, tweet with us.
What gifts are bursting out of you right now? Because they're bursting out. They're like just wanting to be set free, set loose on the world, you know?
Oh my gosh, I love this. I'm tweeting it right now. What's bursting out of you right now, people? Ha-ha! I love it. Yes. Well, you know, I love it because I love like heart virtues. You know, and I really believe that our heart virtue is our passion too. So I love to say, you know, to break it down and to simplify it, is that whatever gives you chills, like the good chills, and whatever like makes your eyes swell up with tears, That's your heart virtue talking to you. That's your passion and your purpose and your joy saying, this I resonate with so much that my body is even reacting. So really just listen to your body. And when you get those chills, just develop that more and figure out what it is that gives you chills. Because your body, you know, will tell you. It's the connection. It's the flow. So what's bursting out of you right now? I'm tweeting that. And follow me on Twitter. And Valerie's on Twitter too. AngelNoir10. But you could follow me and follow her together and tweet us what's bursting out of you right now. What's bursting out of me right now is joy, because I'm just so happy that Valerie Love and I could be here together tonight and just express to you peace and love and joy and forgiveness and all the good stuff in life, right?
Yeah.
So we got some good music coming up for you too tonight. So hang in there. It's a fun Sunday night closing the week and getting ready for a beautiful week, a delicious week, a life and a week that, you know what, we can look at and say, I'm going to take this life to the max. But before we get there, let's talk about what is the cause of so many people not living on purpose, but doing what they think they have to do to earn a living. What is the cause of it? We touched up on it, but what's the real cause of it?
The real cause of it is fear, because we are afraid of our greatness and magnificence. It stuns us. When we get a glimpse of the true potential and beauty of the soul, it is so awe-inspiring, because we are literally glimpsing God within, and it makes us afraid. And so we run into confusion, I don't know how, or over-busyness, or distractions, as you said earlier. We are afraid to be great.
Say that again.
We're afraid to be great. Can you imagine?
I'm not.
I know, me either. I shut that off.
Let's just break up that energy and vibration right now. I'm not. Fear to me is false evidence appearing real, and ain't nobody got time for that.
You and me on the same page, Max. That's why we're having this conversation.
Well, it's true. But, you know, fear is just because I love the quote, when we know better, we do better. And we're just in fear because we don't know better at the time we're going through it. And that's why you're tuning in tonight, because we're going to help you know better so you could do better and take this week to the max, as I always say. But you know what? Let's shake up. We need some vibrational shift real quick, because, you know, when we talk about, and it's true, I always believe that words have power. So when we talk about stuff like, you know, why are we in this and that, and we're not part of that we right now. So let's shake up the vibration with Sabrina Johnson, some peace. And when we're back, Valerie Love and I are going to tackle some more questions and some tweets that you sent me earlier. Stay tuned to Max and Friends. But for now, Sabrina Johnson, peace. Hit it.
Oh,
Yes, LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Sabrina Johnson. Peace. Oh my God, you're going to be what you're going to be. Peace, my brothers and sisters in the valley. Ooh, that song gets me, right? We're back. I'm Max and Friends. I'm here with my guest of the hour, Valerie Love. Check out ValerieLove.com. Wasn't that the song, Valerie?
Oh my goodness, I was over here jamming to that. That was so good.
Oh my God. And you know, we're on the East Coast too. So it's like we're winding down our day. When you play a song like that and have a show like this, I'm going to be up for 3 days.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Let's redirect the energy back to Max and Friends because I was getting my dance on. All right. So it's great because during the song, we had a great tweet by Debbie. So thanks for tuning in, Debbie. Tweet me at Max Tucci with your questions. And Debbie said, you said, Valerie, religion earlier. What is religion? No, I'm sorry. What is your definition of religion?
Religion is a set of rules, rituals that are designed to relink us to the divine. So the root word for religion is relink. Because many, many, many eons ago, as human beings on this planet, we realized that life on this planet was very hazardous, that a lot of things happened, and those things that happened would rob us of our hope. And so we had to come up with some formalized way of relinking ourselves with the divine, something higher. And so we had these rules and the rituals and the ways of doing it, and we taught that ritual and those rules, and we began to create formalized religion. Well, after you're relinked, you sort of transcend that because you realize that then you are one with the divine all the time, always have been, that you're carrying the divine around inside you and all the powers inside you. So then it's more of a nicety, not a necessity.
Y'all got that? Well, if you missed any part of it, go to latalkradio.com/max and you can get that there and write that down in your book. Now, my question to you then is, so if that's what religion is to you, what is spirituality?
Spirituality is the innate essence of every being. That's our innate essence, is spirituality. Everyone is a spiritual being because everyone is formed and fashioned out of the same energy as the Creator, and that is spirit. So I am spirit is an accurate description, a statement of self.
I always say what follows I am follows you. So I am spirit, I am love, I am abundance, I am everything that's great and wonderful. But, you know, what is your definition of love?
Ooh, if that could be put into words, I don't know if I'm that smart, Max. All I can say is it's the all-encompassing energy of the one that brought everything into form. It's the all-encompassing energy of the one that holds all, heals all, feeds all, that brought everything into form and cares for everything until it comes out of form and into some other form. It is this beautiful, creative, holding energy. It's just I can't even put it into words.
Now, because to me, the love is just divine, and you can't put the divine into words either. They go hand in hand. So it's difficult to define such wonderful words of love and the divine because they just are. They just are. Yes. They just are. Yes. But so with that said, how can we manifest a delicious life we love?
Follow your bliss. I agree with all the greats who came before us that said, follow your bliss, open your heart, follow your heart. It is very illogical. People will think you're crazy. It will go against the standard operating procedure. It will look weird and wild and wonderful. Follow it.
Just follow it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Just follow it. Now, how do we get on that path to follow it? Because in reality, you know, I always have shows and everything sounds so good right now in the moment. And then people after the show, we leave them, we go on living love and happy and all of this. And they're like, shit, I'm still so depressed. I'm still so this. And it's like, whoa, just pull back and redirect. But how do we get people to redirect to get on the path that they're supposed to be on?
How about if we do a 30-day challenge? That
okay,
every
let's do
day
it.
You're intuition, a 30-day challenge.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? Every
let's
day
do
you're
33.
Intuition
33 days.
33 days. That's beautiful. That's a master number. I love that.
Mm-hmm. 33 days.
Everything
okay.
Your intuition tells you to do in those 33 days, you do it. No matter how crazy it looks, you don't intellectualize it away, think it away, or say, oh, that doesn't make sense. That's usually what we do. We're such in the right brain intellectual world that we have really denied the intuitive voice. The intuitive voice tells us everything. It just doesn't speak in sentences any more than 1, 2, 3, or 4 words.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
And it's
so,
a whisper.
All right, so mm-hmm. It's a whisper. Okay, so we're going to listen to ourselves. We're going to listen to our whisper, to our intuition. For the next 33 days, this is Valerie Love and Max Tucci giving you a 33-day path, okay? So we're going to do everything our intuition tells us to do. So what I want you all to do is hashtag 33 days, because we did that with Panache Desai. Y'all remember Discovering Your Soul Signature, the 33-day path. So we're going to do a new 33-day path, and we're going to do everything our intention, our intuition tells us to do. Okay? Hashtag 33 days, at Max Tucci, at Angel Noir 10. If you all can't figure that out, go by our lead. I'll start it after the show. We're going to start this path, and we're going to figure out what our intuition tells us to do. You know, I love that you said that, because we're in the flow, my sister. We are in the flow. Because this week, I said, internally, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start giving compliments to strangers. At first, you know, when it sounds all good, right? But then when you're confronted with it, you're like, oh, they're going to think I'm crazy.
Yes,
but you know what?
And then the fear comes up. It's like, that's right. Why would you do that? Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. And that's what holds us back. So I was standing, of course, in the post office, right? And I'm going to my P.O. box. If you all want to write me, P.O. box 1606. I'll tweet that later. So I'm standing there, and all of a sudden, this woman walks in, and I was like, she smelled so delicious. Like, I don't know what she was wearing. So she was standing next to me. I was like, okay, I'm going to tell her that she smells really delicious. I was like, she's going to think I'm crazy. So I stood there for a minute, and I was like, okay, intuition, is this for real? And my intuition told me no one's ever told her that. So I was like, okay. So I looked at her and I was like, I have to tell you this. She's like, yes. I was like, you smell delicious. She's like, excuse me. I was like, I don't know what you're wearing or who you are or what you do, but I don't know if it's your perfumer, if it's your perfume or you, but you smell delicious. And I tell you, she left there with a smile on her face, and I was like, yes, that's what we're going to do. So I love it. The 33D path is do everything our intuition tells us to do. That's in the right frame of mind.
No question, no second guessing, instantaneously, because you got to act on it instantaneously.
Right. And it's the pure intentions, the pure, you know, the pure intuition, because some people have some crazy intuitions. So go with the pureness and love, all in love, everybody. I want to just let y'all know. Let it come from love. And when it comes from love, it's going to go in the right direction. So I love that. We're going to start this. This is a good journey, 33-day pass to doing everything your intuition tells you to do with Valerie Love and Max Tucci here on Max and Friends. Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know how your week is going and how your next 33 days are going. Hey, Rowena, I'm hitting you up tomorrow because I know you had a party tonight, and I'm going to make you join this 33-day path. So, all right. So here we are. We're talking about all these wonderful things to make you just get unstuck in life. Do you feel like you're getting unstuck already? Well, tweet us at Max Tucci and let me know, because ValerieLove.com is joining me right now. Hey, Valerie, tell us about your books real quick. You're nine.
All of them. Nine books, and they're all on love, some aspect of love, either trust or daily inspiration. So they're all on practical spirituality, and they're the books that want to be born through my writing hand as they come forth. So they're really like babies And so when you look at kids, we know that there's really no shaping or forming of the kid while it's in the mama's belly. It's going to be what it's going to be, and it knows what it's going to be. And that's how all the books popped out of me. They knew what they were going to be, and I thought I was writing one thing, and I was writing something else. I read something about Wayne Dyer today. He said he woke up on June 26th, and he announced, June 26th, 2012, and he announced to his kids and to himself that he wasn't writing any more books. He was done with that. And June 27th, he started the very next day writing the book that's out right now. And so the whole idea of this, once something wanting to be birthed, we let it be birthed. That's what we do. Yes. So that's where all the books came from.
They percolated and they birthed.
Yes.
But it's true. That's what I love saying when we play and God laughs. I am not going to write another book. God's like, really? Really?
And it was like the very next day he was back to writing.
Yeah. Because that's the purpose. You know, and when we discover what our purpose is and our passion is and our joy is, nothing can stop us, not even our crazy thinking sometimes, because sometimes our thinking can be hazardous to our purpose.
Your thinking is hazardous to your health, huh?
To the purpose.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it's true, our thinking can get in the way. And I love Ma Jaya, Jai Ma. And Ma told me, and she writes it in her book too, thoughts are just thoughts. And sometimes we just need to understand that, you know what? I got to get through this thought and I need to get back to my purpose. And that's a thought too. But so listen, we're going to have a wonderful joyride coming up these next 33 days. I would love to have you back on the show because I know that we have so much more to talk about. And I just love the vibrations that we're giving off because I'm getting some great responses on Facebook and Twitter. So thank you all for the direct stuff. And I know I keep your stuff private. So if you say this is between us, that's between us. And like I always say, Valerie Love, the first time you're a friend on Max and Friends and the second time you're family. So I hope we could have you back.
Yes, absolutely. I would love it.
Because it's fun to help people get unstuck. It's just like, you know what I love? I get in the vision right now when there's a car in the snow, and you all have been through this if you live up in the Northeast or in snowy places, and the wheels are just spinning and spinning, and you're stepping on the gas, and you're giving it full power, and it's like you're trying to do this by yourself, and you can't. Then a couple of friends come along, and they push that car for you, and it gets right out of that snow, and the car takes off. We want you to take off like that car. We want to help you. We got your back. We want to push you back, get you out of that snow, get you out of the being stuck, and get unstuck in life. Because once you are, you'll find out what your purpose is. Hey, Valerie Love, before we let you go, can you give us some beautiful insight that you want to close the show with and let people know how to take life this week to the max?
Yes. Be like a tree planted by the water. And it's one of my favorite verses from Psalms that says that the person who meditates on God's law, and when I think about that, I think about meditating on the law that causes the whole universe to go around, the law of love. That when we meditate on that, we become like a tree planted by streams of water, and everything we do succeeds, and we produce fruit that blossoms, and birds build nests in our branches, and we never wither away. We're just growing, growing, growing every season, and we weather season after season after season well and become like these mighty oaks and these mighty sequoia trees. So that's what I pray for all of us. That's my prayer for all of us, all your listeners, and of course you, Matt.
Thank you, and I receive it, and I hope you all receive it, because just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Right? But I'm going to move on with this show, because that's what we do here on Max and Friends. Valerie Love, I'm going to call you after the show just so we can wrap things up and talk a little bit more, because I got to wrap this show up. So everyone, hashtag 33 days, and remember this week to do everything your pure intuition tells you to do. I'm going to start tweeting that after the show. We're going to give you a fun song to take this week to the max, and it's called Joyride. Y'all remember Roxette back in the day? Let's do a joyride, and let's just have this week. Let's take this week to the max and live it in love, because that's what we're here to do. So I say unto you, take life to the max. Good night and good karma, and thank you to my guest, Valerie Love, for joining me on Max and Friends. Good night, everyone. Joyride by Roxette.
Hello, you fool, I love you. Come on, joyride.
the balloon.
She's the heart of the fun fair. She got me whistling a bright red tune. And it all begins where it ends. And she's all my magic friend.
She says hello. Child of the sun, we're a part of this together. Could never turn around and run.
Don't be no fortune teller.